Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, sure. So what he told me to do is he goes to the same coffee shop at the same time 2 to 3 times a week. And so what he does is he takes his Bible and he just opens it up and he starts reading. And then what he does is he sits and he looks at the people coming in. And if they, like, make eye contact with him, you know, he'll smile and like, wave to them. And if they just wave to them and move on, then he'll try and say something to them, and they usually are pretty dismissal. But if they look at him and then they see that he's reading the Bible and they look at him again, then that's kind of like his cue. He's like, all right, I'm going to get this person to sit down, because they know what the Bible looks like and they've probably seen it again. So he'll have them sit down, or he'll offer to buy them a cup of coffee, which is a whole nother thing that I've started doing because of him. Something that's called the Kingdom Fund. And where he sets money aside every single month just for, like, that specific service, to either buy people cups of coffee, to get them to have a cup to conversation about the gospel with them. And it only comes out of his Kingdom Fund. And so from there, you know, he talks about how he's developed a relationship with the staff, and he's talked to some of them about it. And, you know, so he's told me about this, and my brother-in-law is a preacher, and he does the same thing, and he's had very similar results, and so that's something that I'm trying to start doing now.
That's awesome.